On Midwest Week, why we should all take the Equity Challenge. I'm Herb Trix, and my guest this week is Alma Gall, features writer for the Quad City Times and Dispatch Argus. So, Alma, recently you took the 21-Day Equity Challenge. What is it, and what prompted you to do that?
The Equity Challenge is a program that was put together by United Way, and what it was, so you signed up, and then for 21 days, you received in your email some articles to read, some podcasts to listen to, some TED Talks to listen to, different items that talked about all the different aspects of race in this country. And I wanted to do it because I thought, you know, it's important. What kinds of things would be part of it? And I thought it was important to take that, to take it and then write for the paper for people who weren't taking it, what things they missed. I mean, you know, what was it all about? What topics did it bring up? What questions did it bring up? What possible solutions did it bring up? I mean, it was, I saw it more or less as a reporting assignment. I mean, I took it on myself. It wasn't really assigned, but I took it on as a reporting thing to let people know, you know, what this was all about.
Now, is this a huge time commitment? I mean, is it a few minutes every day, or it's, like you said, many articles and many podcasts every day? So this is, well, in a sense, a sort of a big commitment for 3 weeks.
Yes. You know, so the way it was, and I'm smiling because the way it was kind of introduced, it says, well, you know, you have choices. So every day you had a choice. You could do this, or you could do this, or you could do this. And some were not as time consuming as others. And so, you know, maybe, you know, 5-10 minutes a day. Well, of course, as a reporter, I felt I should take all the options. So I did option 1, 2, 3, and 4. And in some cases, yes, it became more than an hour a day because, you know, if you have a 30-minute podcast and then you have, you know, a 5-page article, and this isn't just stuff you waltz through. I mean, it's dense. It's challenging. It's things you need to think about. You can't just breeze through this. So, yeah, it did become a time commitment. And then the other thing that was like, oh, 21 days means Saturday and Sunday also. So just when I got to Friday and thought, oh, I'm sort of caught up. No. Saturday and Sunday, I got things in my in basket too. So it, you know, for someone who really wanted to take it all in, it was, yes, it took some time. But I mean, it's an important issue, and it's certainly deserving of our time. We need to, you know, we need to get on this. We can't be living as two divided countries. That is just not a good way forward.
And one of the things you wrote about in your article, Alma, was the term called an ally. And what does it mean for someone to be an ally?
So that was late in the challenge and was probably one of the more challenging things, concepts, I guess, or whatever. To be an ally is to be someone who wants to further the cause of equity. And it's kind of a, you know, so I guess one of the things is for people like me, you might want to take over. You know, here's how it should be done. Oh, no, that don't assume what's best for someone else. Don't try to take over. Listen, you know, challenge people who, you know, might be, you know, in your circle of friends, you know, who might be saying things. It's to help further the cause, but I guess the real challenge of it for me was that there's no, you know, it might, how you act, what you do may change with time or the situation. So there's like no, there are some guidebooks, and I mean, really, there are in this challenge, there was like things you could click on and, you know, to be familiar with terminology, to know what to do, but basically, it's a person who wants to help.
So it's more than just having the right attitude. It's doing something about having the right attitude.
Should do something too. Yes. If your company or your group or whatever is lacking in diversity, you should push for there to be some, and not just for the reason that, oh, this is a box to check, or this is like what we do nowadays, this is the thing. It is because you really believe that what are we missing by not having these other voices? I mean, it's admitting that you don't know it all. And, oh, my, that can be hard for people, you know, that, oh, we might be able to learn something from someone else that we didn't, we were, you know, we were always in the idea that we were helping these others. Well, maybe those others have helped for us, you know, that kind of an acceptance. So that's some mental rethinking for me, I think, and maybe others.
Mm-hmm. Now, another interesting term you talked about, and it sounded like you really wrestled with it, was something called asset framing.
Yes. So, you know, organizations, philanthropic organizations, whatever, may have programs for, you know, at-risk kids in high-crime neighborhoods. And you know, I get what that means. But this man whose name escapes me right now said, well, what if that is a negative framing? No child describes himself necessarily as an at-risk child in a high-crime neighborhood. He thinks of himself as someone who wants to get to high school, who wants to have a job, who wants to have a family, who wants to have a good life. And so you should frame your program like that. You know, high aspiring young person wants, you know, but to me, so I understand how it can be better to frame things in the glass that's half full than the glass half empty point of view. But it also, to me as a reporter, you know, I read this and I was like, what the heck does this mean? Come on, what is this about? Oh, it's about high-risk kids in low-income neighborhoods. Why didn't you say that in the first place? You know, so, you know, as a reporter, I want to say what it is, I guess. And that, to me, still is what it is. So I may be wrong in that. Maybe I'm not a good ally in this. But that was the thing, you know, I mean, really. But that is the thing I kind of struggled with. It just seemed to be making words that didn't mean, to me, convey what the situation is.
Mm-hmm. So a couple of weeks after you completed the Equity Challenge, Alma, what do you think? What's your evaluation? Should all of us sign up for this right away? Has it changed your thinking?
Well, it was a really good thing for me. I mean, just right at the beginning, the idea of when was the first, this question, when is the first time you thought about your race? And I thought, well, I don't know that I really gave it much thought. Well, aha, that's the aha. I never thought about it because I was part of the, you know, privileged group. And I guess I always understood that people of color may be at a disadvantage in our society, but I did not make the other correlation that people not of color are at an advantage, that I was advantaged because of that. And so that was a real thing for me to think about. And then just all the other days of all the other topics and issues brought forth and things to think about. Yeah, I mean, I think that it would be good for everybody. And but then, of course, that's awareness, all right, step A, way one. So what the United Way wants to do is that yesterday they had a summit, virtual summit, where people got together in little groups that they signed up for to talk about different topics brought up by this challenge. And then someone at United Way or so is going to sort of synthesize all the, like when we had the big table discussion, but, you know, tease out all the different things that were brought up and then see maybe what could be done, like an action plan going forward. And then there's going to be more discussion of that down the line. And then I believe they are also going to make a little brochure or some sort of action plan to give to politicians to say, here are some things maybe we could do in the area of systemic racism, the things in our system that could be changed to bring about more equity. So, yeah, the idea was awareness and then awareness in make it into action.